This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A part of dating is going out to restaurants and enjoying some food, but there are those foods that people swear by, and you know that they're just lying through their teeth but when they say that they like them, which brings us to...
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 foods that if you say you actually like... You're lying. You might as well call me a liar for this entire list that Mike is about to present.
Yep.
Here's one more for the list. A favorite of thrills.
Oh boy.
Beets.
Oh.
Yes. I love beets. Although it can be slightly concerning when you see your number one and number two take on a red tinge.
That is a bit alarming. Beets suck.
Thank you.
And I'm tired of beet peoples. Every time I say I don't like beets, somebody goes, hey, you just don't like all the vegetables. Or you just don't like... No, I like... Seriously, I don't like beets.
Beets are garbage.
They taste like dirt.
They do. They straight up taste like dirt, man.
Right.
Yeah.
If you like beets, good for you. But to save money, go out to your yard, scoop up a handful of dirt. Same goddamn thing.
You bet. And you know what? It's not just because it came out of the dirt. I will eat carrots. I will eat potatoes. I will eat the skin of a potato.
You don't have to taste like what you grew in.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
For whatever reason, beets and turnips alike will just gain that dirt flavor and not let it go.
Is a turnip the same as a radish?
No.
No.
Turnip's a turnip. Radish is one of those few things.
They're all the same doggone garbage.
That kind of don't have any taste, but that little whiff of taste they give you is hot garbage.
Yeah. I just like radishes on a good street taco.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they put them on there. I know people love it. I'm like, man,
I don't mind that.
Really?
A couple radishes, some onions, that's it. Cilantro.
Now, with that said, if you could pickle a beet, I'd eat it.
My wife will throw radishes into a salad because I'm sure there's some sort of superfood that I need, but that's about it.
They are not a superfood.
I bought beets at the Ballard Farmer's Market.
Why?
I just think the prep work on them is so intense for the output.
Do you like beets?
I do not. I've just...
Then why'd you buy them at the farmer's market? They didn't give
them
to you.
You know goddamn
free.
Why. It was my idea. Let's buy beets.
I thought you could say the woman selling them were hot.
I still wouldn't buy the goddamn beets.
Oh, damn.
I'd buy her a shot.
So number 10 of the 10 foods that you're lying if you say that you actually like, black licorice.
I'm just not a fan.
When I was a kid, I liked it, but it
this list is already starting off a little harsh. Because if somebody says they like it, I'm like, oh, you a freak. But I wouldn't be like, liar.
Right.
I believe you. Look, I just don't understand.
I don't like a... I'll drink a shot of Rumpelmintz, even though I don't like it. I'll drink a Jägermeister, even if I don't like it.
Yeah.
I just don't like black licorice to sit there and chew on. I'm just doing the shot because someone ordered the shot.
But I feel like booze is different because I'm still going to reach the destination I'm trying to get to.
When I was a kid, my grandfather on my mother's side was old school as it gets, and he had a jar of black licorice that he loved black licorice. Their home smelled of black licorice, and to this day, it reminds me of going to my grandparents' house. And I liked it at the time. But what's weird is it needed to be stale because it was in a jar. It's not like it was in a package or anything like that.
So you need a little crispy.
So it had a little bit of a stretch to it. All yeah. Right, so it was, you know, like those old cartoons where they'd bite off a chunk of licorice that was totally not licorice now that I'm older and finally understand what they were actually doing.
Yes.
But that was, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, that's what it tastes like. It's a little bit gritty. It's chewy. It's got a very small amount of flavor. And yeah, it's not the best. But I enjoyed it. Today, I can't do it. I don't know if they changed black licorice, but I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I don't eat black licorice, but I'll drink like absinthe.
There you go.
Yeah. And it still stays with you for a while.
Yeah.
Number 9, anchovies.
I love anchovies.
I like anchovies.
I love them.
I had anchovies one time.
I made some homemade Caesar dressing the other night with anchovies, and it was so freaking good.
And I do like a Caesar dressing. I tried anchovies one time, and it was on a pizza because I heard that was one of those controversial things that you can put on a pizza. I found a place that would put it on there, and I tried it. It was not bad, but
it's too much on the pizza because they go on hot. Well, people cook them on there.
Right. Correct. You shouldn't cook them.
And I would rather put them on room temperature after the fact.
Yeah. And I legitimately, when I because it's one of those, correct, you know, it's kind of like a mod pizza. It's kind of like a mod pizza where you can make it, you know, how you want it. And I told him, can you go light on the anchovies because I haven't tried it before. I don't know if I'll like it. The problem with going light on the anchovies, your entire pizza's anchovies.
It's still, right. You can't go light.
Anchovies are on the side like banana peppers. They're a cold pepper.
I agree, so you don't
want to cook them.
Okay. Okay, that's a good call. Number 8, Brussels sprouts.
I like Brussels sprouts.
I don't understand. Okay, now, look, I don't like Brussels sprouts. That said, we had a conversation about they've been around forever. Why is everyone suddenly liking them? And then we found out it was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, scientists figured out how to remove whatever it is about Brussels sprouts that universally was hated. They kind of removed that from its chemical makeup. So they're less offensive. So now people enjoy Brussels sprouts. I still do not.
Also,
but they did do something to quote-unquote improve the taste.
You bake them, you deep fry them. They're still slathered in oil.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you bake them on a pan, you've still got olive. You mean they're,
you bet.
It's one of the few vegetables. It's like green beans. There's a reason that green beans can be made to taste good. Bacon fat, bacon.
Correct.
All the things you put
in. It needs help.
You know what, man?
It needs help.
I'll grab green beans out of the can and just heat them up. They're fine. A little bit of salt.
Oh, Jesus,
I'm with you.
Right?
No.
Now, the canned green beans.
I had shaved Brussels on Monday.
There you go. Just straight Brussels?
Deep fried?
About to say, what was on those bad boys?
Oh, no, just 3 tablespoons of olive oil.
Actually,
cook them in a pan.
There you go.
Brussels sprout slaw or salad.
That's
very good, like in a cold form, like if you shave it.
Sure, because cabbage is not good, but you make a slaw out of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
There are certain things that need help.
We're correct.
Yes. 10 foods that you're lying if you say that you actually like. Number 7, Marmite.
I tried it once. I mean, if you grew up with it, that's the taste you know.
Sure.
But, and I think part of it is just conditioning of living here. When you see something that looks like Marmite, what your brain expects to taste.
Is it anything like Vegemite?
It's very close, but one's yeast, one is, well, vegetables, right?
Sure.
So it's not the worst thing, but I can't imagine that I'd voluntarily put it on anything.
I remember we had a foreign student from Australia that came over. She lived with us while she was here studying, and she did bring over a bunch of very Australian things. One of the things was Vegemite, which they love over there.
Love.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm just not down.
And Thrill's right. It looks like something you'd like.
So
and
your
then,
brain prepares you for a certain taste, and it's just not it.
Right.
It's like when you think it's a glass of water, and it turns out that it's vodka or Sprite.
Right.
It's not even that it's bad. It's just your brain has already told you what you're going to have, and you spit it out instantly.
If you're going to try it, go completely blind. Do not see it come out of the tube or the jar or whatever, and just take the bite of it, because your brain is going to play tricks on you. Absolutely. 100%. Number 6, blue cheese.
Oh,
now they just go blue cheese.
I love blue cheese.
Liars.
Love it. Blue cheese or ranch, I take blue cheese about 70% of the time.
To be honest,
depending on the food that it's with.
I can't tell much of the difference between blue cheese and ranch dressing.
Really?
Correct.
Wow. Yeah.
You need to have real blue cheese.
I'm sure that's right.
I think the real blue cheese is the Anchor Bar blue cheese in Buffalo. When those guys sent us, it was more of a creamy blue. You didn't taste it.
I mean, look, I've tried it because they only serve it with blue cheese.
Correct.
Like, they won't serve it with, which I get. That's how they started it.
Sure.
So, yeah, I don't know. I've just never been into blue cheese, and I could taste it a mile away.
Yeah, yes. I love blue cheese, but if you don't like it, you never will. I understand why some of them said, yeah.
I don't know. I think eventually, maybe.
I worked at a place that had a bacon blue burger, and it looked like they just packed all the blue cheese on top of that patty, and it did not look good. It looked like it was dry and chalky.
See, I think it looks great.
There's a lot of foods that look great, and you're just like, man, I feel bad that I don't like it. Like, if my wife orders a wedge salad, it's one of my favorite things because she tries to scrape off a bunch of blue cheese.
Bacon and
blue
cheese.
But with that, a bunch of bacon comes off, and then she'll put it on my plate. And I'm just stuffing my face with it.
Yeah, I ordered a sandwich at a place I go all the time. I did not ever read the fine print on this one sandwich. And it just said underneath, like, the turkey is blue cheese crumbles. But same thing, I have, like, 3 bites. I'm just like, Oh, God. This turkey's bad.
See, you did what I do, which is, I don't know why this is. You sit in a restaurant, you look at the menu, and what you're offering, I go, oh, yeah. And then I get it, and I'm like, why is there all this arugula or spinach? My wife's like, it says it.
It says it, dude.
You stopped reading after the bold print. She's like, read the whole thing. And I don't know why I never do it. I just don't.
Number five, cilantro. Now,
I like cilantro.
I'll disagree with that one, yeah. Because, honestly, the only place that I tend to like it is like in tacos or in like a pico or something like that. But
there's a time and place, but I do like cilantro.
I dig
sure.
some cilantro, man. I really do. It's fantastic. I don't get where people feel like it tastes like soap.
I understand why they think it tastes like soap.
Predisposed but. Thing.
Yes.
So, yeah. you know, can't really.
You either like it or you don't.
No, how you taste it. Physically, yeah. you taste it differently.
Correct. It's kind of like you with the vegetables, Mr. Hill.
Correct.
You've
correct.
Actually got something
I
going
taste
on.
Its truth.
Taste its truth. I taste truth.
10 foods that you're lying if you say that you actually like. Number four, durian, which I've never had.
I haven't had it yet.
We need to bust open a durian in here.
No.
Oh, not in here.
No.
We can do it in their studio.
No, I'll
but
find
not
it.
Ours.
Yeah, I think it's funny. We should do it.
Now,
do it
awful.
In the bathroom.
It'll be awful.
Oh, yeah.
Have you smelled it before?
I haven't, but I've heard it would like smell this whole area.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Let's do it in VD's studio.
There you go.
He probably loves durian. We'll just crack it up. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, he knows.
That's a dude who eats algae. I mean, my God, come on.
The first time
you fart in the studio
durian.
Every day.
I know, but apparently durian is worse than that.
I was dating a Filipino woman.
Yeah, I'd rather sit in here and deal with Thrill's farts.
Noted.
For a whole show than smell. Like, don't open durian in here.
Don't do it.
You got durian butt.
Oh, no. Number three, tofu.
I don't.
It depends on how it's made.
But that's what I was going to. You can't like it because it has no taste.
I had.
You can make it into something you like. Tofu tastes like what you put it with.
I had correct. Somebody who did kind of strips of tofu, little squares, but thinner squares, and teriyaki on the grill.
Sure.
Now that, and then baste it on with the teriyaki.
Yes.
All right. Well, basically, I just had it like a teriyaki bomb. It was fine.
I've had that, and all I said to them was, you know what this would be really good with?
Chicken.
Meat!
Chicken,
exactly. Right. You know, when the wife and I would get teriyaki, I would get my chicken teriyaki, and she would get the tofu teriyaki, which is just basically deep-fried
teriyaki
tofu squares.
Difference
which
is
they tasted fine. They were deep-fried fat.
But I don't think you can like it or dislike it. It's like water. I mean, it's just, there's no
taste. But you're eating chicken thighs or chicken breasts, right? In one instance, it's grilled. Once you deep-fry something, it's inherently worse for you. So you're taking the good of the tofu and you're deep frying it to make it really, really good. If you have a deep fried chicken teriyaki, what do they call it, katsu or whatever?
Is that what it is?
Tempura? No.
No, tempura, wrong.
I'm pretty sure it's katsu. But that would be the equivalent of that. That's why you don't deep fry your crab.
Exactly.
But are you eating it for healthy eating because you don't eat meat? It's two different things, right? So you can say, look, I'm not eating this to be healthy. I'm eating this because I don't eat meat. Deep fry the living piss out of that.
Sure.
And I go, I can respect that.
First time I ever tried tofu was my last job. I had a guy that actually, he would just eat a brick of tofu at lunch. And I was like, I never tried it. He was like, give it a shot. I was like, that sucks.
When I was a kid, I thought tofu was a combat sport that you did with your feet. I know tofu, bitch.
Ah, damn. Number two, quinoa.
Oh, you either like it or you don't. If you like sauerkraut.
That's another one of those.
Oh, quinoa. Sorry. I thought you said kimchi.
There's no taste to it. Again, it's just like putting a bunch of stuff that sticks to your inner lip.
I will say one of the things that my wife makes is my absolute favorite. It takes so much work on her part, but she makes this quinoa burrito, which does not sound good on the surface.
No,
I know.
It really does
you
not.
You look at that, I see your face. It does not sound good at all.
I was trying to hide how disgusted I was when you said
And when
that.
She was cooking it up, I'm making quinoa burritos. Like, I am not stoked for this
just
dinner
because
at
you put
all.
It
was
it.
Phenomenal,
just because you put it in a
dude.
Flour tortilla does not make it a burrito. I could put peanut butter and jelly in there. It doesn't make it a peanut butter and jelly burrito.
Yes, it does, Miles. But it's got like this cashew butter that's inside, or cashew peanut butter that's inside of it. She's got broccoli and like onions and stuff like that. When you say everything, it does not sound good, but it is one of the greatest combinations. She puts sriracha on it, and I get like Frank's Red Hot and
so
put it on there as well.
So she's into quinoa. You should ask her if she's into Benoit. See what she says.
It's
an after dinner thing.
I'm gonna guarantee you that's a no. It's been well established, Mr. Hill, that's a no.
Let me just try again.
Hang on. But the number one food that you're lying if you say that you actually like, stop it, Miles. Kale.
Yeah, come on.
Get out of my face.
No.
I had a kale Caesar salad tonight.
No, No!
Fantastic.
It's a Caesar salad, though.
Right. I know. I've got to disguise it.
Right.
I know. I don't believe
it. But it's not the kale that you like. No, just eat regular lettuce. Again, kale has been overhyped. It has the nutritional value is not that much higher than lettuce. Just eat it with romaine lettice.
No, right. Dude, I ordered it from a restaurant. That was all they had.
I'm just saying, it's kind of like your fried thing. Like, right, you smother anything in Caesar dressing, it's going to be delicious.
Yeah, it is.
I like Caesar dressing, and I hate Caesar salad. Right. You know what I mean? Right.
Right. You know, our buddy VD, he'll eat a kale salad, but it's got so much other stuff in there.
Because he likes to poop.
Exactly. And you know what? It's great for that. It's a great cleanser.
That is what it is good for. But correct. I don't just crunch on X-Lax, man. I mean, basically, it's nature's X-Lax.
I mean, I laugh my ass off when Ted, nature's like an X-Lax. Hour into the show, will be like, I forgot I ate a kale salad. There's one place I go for like these bowls, and yep. I always forget part of the layer is kale. And you're right, like clockwork, like 312. I'll be like, I got to poop.
Oh, just get lettuce.
We got to get. Oh, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!